TZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An independent law firm has found several staff at the Pretoria High School for Girls guilty of misconduct. Gauteng Education MEC Matome Chilwane explains what the probe looked into.
The investigation was to investigate the culture in the school. As you can see, this is a very good school. You can see the quality of infrastructure. We pride ourselves as Gauteng Department of Education. And we just want people to do things right. And if you do things right, we are not going to disturb you. But if you do things wrong, you are inviting me.
The investigation was launched in July after 12 matric learners were suspended after being accused of making racially charged comments in a WhatsApp group. The school principal was also placed on leave. All girls were later cleared by an internal disciplinary hearing of any wrongdoing. At the time, the department said it was disappointed with how the school had handled the matter. Law firm Madladamba Attorneys, which was hired by the department, released its report today.
The principal, the deputy principal, two educators for classroom-related incidents, the estate manager, the HR manager, and the acting principal.
Among other things, the principal and her deputy have been found to not have properly dealt with racism complaints from black learners. Mthuthuzeli Madladamba says they've recommended the suspension of these managers. Etegwini Ratepayers and Residents Association says the proposed tariff increase by Eskom will see a lot of citizens bearing the brunt. Eskom has applied for a tariff increase of 36% for the 2025-2026 financial year. The utility's multi-year request includes applications to hike up tariffs by almost 12% in 2027 and 9% the following year. The association's chairperson, Ish Pralat, says the hikes are unjustifiable as ratepayers are already struggling with the high cost of living.
The economy is not going to pick up if Eskom comes with this. Eskom has to look into their own, their costing of the amount of revenue they are using to pay staff that are doing nothing. Basically, their overhead, they need to re-look at that.
And Collins Dictionary has named brat its word of the year for 2024. It's defined the word as someone characterized by a confident, independent and hedonistic attitude. The publisher has credited British singer Charlie XCX with making brat one of the most talked about words this year. Others that have made the shortlist include anti-tourism and delulu, meaning to be utterly mistaken or unrealistic in one's ideas or expectations. Last year, the dictionary named AI as its word of the year. The top story this hour, a law firm has found several staff members at Pretoria High School for Girls guilty of misconduct. It follows an investigation earlier this year in which 12 matric learners were accused of making racist comments in a WhatsApp group. All girls were later cleared of any wrongdoing. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.